Good morning, King's Church. And here we are again recording, and I hope this finds you all well and safe. Just to let you know, there's going to be two talks today. One is our normal talk, and the other one will be by Chris Seal for Remembrance Sunday. You will find both links on the website.
Well, good morning, King's Church, Selby. This morning, I'm going to speak on joy in Christ. So no matter what difficulties or circumstances or trials we are going through, we can still find joy. So I think that we should pray. Lord Jesus, I just pray that you would come right now. I pray that you would speak to our hearts. I thank you, lovely Holy Spirit. You always find the intention of our heart, and you lead us to the Father and lead us to Jesus Christ. And we just pray, Jesus, today that you will just hold us tight. You will reveal the truth of just what it means to have joy in you. And I just pray that in your lovely, precious name, Jesus. Amen. I'm just going to read from Philippians 4, verse 10. Not the usual bit about rejoicing the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. But I'm going to read you this. Something that Paul speaks about. And here we go. So it says in verse 10, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have received your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hungry, abundance and need, and I can do all things through him who strengthens me. What an amazing piece of scripture. And I was just looking at this word content that Paul speaks about. And in the Greek, it means to be satisfied and to find pleasure. And the word joy means this deep abiding pleasure. And happiness in God. And John Piper, I was just looking what John Piper said. John Piper says, joy is a good feeling in the soul produced by the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit, he does this beautiful role. He brings us into the truth. He reveals Jesus. He shows us Father's love. He helps us glorify Jesus in all that we say and do. And he helps us to live this Christian life with all power and purpose of heaven. And I just, when I was considering this, I was just thinking, oh, what joy. So how do we live like Paul and imitate Jesus in our circumstances and actually stay happy and joyful in hardship and in pain and in trials? Well, this morning, I can only share with you what the Word of God says. And Paul says in this scripture in Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And he was able to do this because of the strength given to him by God and by the Holy Spirit. And he was able to be content and rejoice in the Lord with great joy, even in his distresses, even in his beatings, even in his imprisonment, even in trials and hardship and illness, because the revelation of the source of his pleasure, his satisfaction, Jesus Christ, had been revealed to him and in turn had radically transformed him. And we only have to read in Acts 9 to see this wonderful story of Saul's conversion on the Damascus Road. And just read that for a little while and it'll really help you if it just penetrates your soul really. His pursuit was Jesus and sharing the gospel. And oh, how the gospel message brought and brings such joy to us. So when Dave so beautifully and passionately has been sharing this wonderful gospel message to us over these last 2 weeks, I wonder if it has overwhelmed your heart once again, to be filled and lost in wonder, love and praise. Dave told us to preach the gospel to ourselves daily. And I want to ask you, church, have you done this? Because when you do, the highest praise for our great Saviour comes flowing. It comes flooding from our souls and it compels us to awaken. And to help us worship. And it awakens joy in us. The Holy Spirit illuminates an awakening of truth to make us urgent about the state of the world. And this causes us to get down on our knees and pray and speak to others about Jesus, the one who brings pleasure and satisfies us. A God who loves us through all things and a God who is in control of all things. The word tells us that the Father is delighted with his Son Jesus. And do you know why? It's because Jesus is so delightful. You only have to contemplate the cross, contemplate resurrection power. You only have to contemplate sins forgiven. You only have to contemplate love and grace and mercy and peace given. You only have to contemplate hope deposited, the Holy Spirit as a gift to us, heaven assured and promised, and I'm only saying a few things, and we just think to ourselves, oh, what kindness and what mercy and what love has been lavished upon us, and indeed that makes us so joyful. So when the delight and the glory of Jesus fills our hearts and minds, it will eclipse all our concerns. And please hear what I'm saying. Our difficult circumstances, our trials will still be there. But when we get so consumed and captivated with Jesus, some of our issues, some of our pains and our griefs and our fears and our failures will not be our main focus, because Jesus will have captivated our attention. You see, he is our steady constant. We are not alone. He knows us so intimately. His arms of care are all around us. He truly loves and cherishes us. And it reminded me, just when I was getting ready to do this talk, God reminded me of this vision that I once had. And actually, I was just watching the news, and I was listening a bit about the virus, which was only making me go down Drain Lane. And just God reminded me again of this vision of a train that I once had. And I was sat on this train, and out of one side, it was as if I saw all this darkness and gloom. And it was all the suffering. It was suffering of the world. It was all our difficulties and our difficult situations we go through. And then out of the other side of the train window, I could actually see all the beauty of creation and all the beauty of Jesus. And just Jesus in that moment said, keep your eyes out of the right window. Keep your eyes focused on me. You see, this vision is saying to us to keep our attention on the beauty, not the suffering. It's not that God says, don't look at it, but he says, keep your eyes focused and fixed on me. And we only have to read this lovely scripture, which I absolutely love, in Colossians 3. Seek the things above where Christ is. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. And I want to say to us today how we need this revelation to go deep into our hearts in these times and these days, in our pains and in our difficulties. And God is just saying to us, fix your gaze, fix your attention, readjust your viewpoint on what is important and who will satisfy. And the only person who will satisfy us is our King Jesus. You see, it's so simple, but it's the simplicity that God so profoundly speaks through. If we do this, joy and worship will flow. And no matter what comes our way, no matter what valleys we experience, the promise keeper will strengthen us and enable us to live in all the joy, because his everlasting love will get us through. It's not that we have to rejoice in our pain or our trials. It's that we are told to rejoice in the Lord. He will strengthen us. He will love us. He will hold us. He will carry us through. But, there's always a but, if we don't fix our eyes on Jesus and we look down to the earth and we look to self and to some of these things that we get all consumed with sometimes, to rejection and to pain, to our crazy offences, to weaknesses, to trouble, and to illness, to finances, to the dreaded virus, we will become disconnected and dissatisfied. We will become depressed and discouraged, and no joy or freedom will be in us. And this is a warning, so please, really please take heed. This is serious stuff. We don't want to get taken out. You see, the world is getting taken out, and there is such an increase in mental health issues, and suicides are increasing. But we have the answer, church. We absolutely have the answer. You see, we don't just fall into joy. Our flesh and the devil are active. They are working, fighting against the spirit in us. So if Jesus does not satisfy us, and if we don't pursue him and spend time in the word and spend time praying and spend time listening and spend time worshipping, the enemy will work with your flesh. So you will start seeking pleasure and satisfaction in other things that take us away from God's presence, that take us away from God's people, things that take our time, our money, our energy. They are what the Bible calls idols, and they will rob us of all joy. So we need to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us and tell us if we have these idols or anything that gives us a greater pleasure or a greater satisfaction than our beautiful, delightful Saviour Jesus Christ. And we need to put these idols to death, and that just means to repent. If it's self, our wants and needs, we need to come off our thrones and put Jesus back in his rightful place. Whatever has become more important than Jesus, whether it's family, whether it's money, whether it's work, whether it's illness or fears or worries, or whether it's your home or cars, just anything, we need to repent and let's say our sorries and turn and ask Jesus to readjust our viewpoint back onto him. Pursue Jesus. Preach the gospel to ourselves. We need to do that every day and tell actually anyone who will listen about this wonderful news that we have about Jesus. And we need to ask the Holy Spirit to teach and reveal to us this joy in Jesus Christ. So I just want to end with that. And so let's pray. Maybe in this moment, maybe you're at home or I don't know where you'll be, but maybe just hold your hands out and we'll just pray. And we just say, Holy Spirit, we just pray that you would come and you will really speak to us. And we pray that you will lead us to Jesus. And we just want to say our desire is to be joyful in you. Our desire is to find pleasure and happiness in you, God. Our desire is to look joyful so the world sees something completely different. And we just say, please show us those idols or those things that have taken our attention. And so we put you, Jesus, back in your rightful place. And we just want to say, Jesus, we love you with all our hearts. We love you with all our souls. And help us and teach us how to love you more. And we just pray this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, church. Have a good week.